Now is a great time to replace your worn-out windows during the Renewal by Andersen 25-year savings event. Upgrade your home today. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Call now. Get four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty included. Renewal by Andersen takes every CDC-recommended safety precaution to protect your family. For 25 years, people have trusted us for their window replacement needs, and you can too. Call now to learn about our buy four, get the fifth one free window replacement offer.
800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. That's 800-413-6992.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
Good Sunday, and welcome to the Sports Overnight America NFL Rewind. Now, live with a call from Phoenix, your host, Andy Dorf.
Good evening, good morning, good afternoon. Like I always say to you people, I got absolutely no clue what time it is for you. I just know it is the NFL Rewind and Sports Overnight America for me, Andy Dorf. Week 14 of the NFL Rewind, by the way, here on Sports Overnight America. Saw the Bears explode, saw the Cowboys explode, saw the Chiefs win a barn burner with the Dolphins. Yeah, the Dolphins looking pretty good, to be honest with you, but the schedule gets extremely difficult for them down the road. Cardinals, they make a pretty big statement in a way because they won a road game. It's late in the season. They needed it. Now they're back in the wild card mix of the postseason. And yeah, they're in the wild card. So the Giants, that hurts them. That loss, we'll get to that in a little bit. Vikings, they play the Buccaneers. And you know what? Tampa and Tampa Tom, they come through with a nice victory. And this one's going to sting for the Vikings because now they're on the outside looking in. Broncos, another team that exploded. Panthers exploded for some points, but not enough. Titans, I like them, man. That was a nice, impressive win for the Titans. Just a nice bounce-back game. You just come, you just do what you got to do. You get that victory. Colts, they made a statement, okay, man? That's all I got to say about them. That was a statement game for them. You know, this guy's supposed to be the difference, and I'm talking about Phillip Rivers. And right now, you know what, playing the part. Seahawks, well, they're not that team against, you know who, the J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets. They don't go down to them. That's what I mean by that. Packers, they get it done over the Lions, who did not lie down, to be honest with you. Eagles, they do my Packers a favor. That's what I like about what the Eagles did. And you know what? They help us out because now the Packers, once again, control their own destiny. Man, oh, man, just so much to talk about, so much to dive into, obviously, here on the NFL Rewind and Sports Overnight America. Washington, that team from Washington, yep. They are the league leaders in their division. Can't believe it. Bills, big win for them over the Steelers.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real health care for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable health care for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly health care payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current health care. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145. Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-880-7167. 800-880-7167. That's 800-880-7167. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Blitz is defined as a sudden, savage attack. It is indeed all this. The theory is simple. Sends more bodies at the quarterback than his blockers can absorb.
Get him, baby, get him, get
the effect is sure. The premise is simple. It's a basic, primal confrontation. Man to man. No excuses are offered. None accepted. From the right outside, from the left outside. From up the middle, they come all with blood in their eye, all with one idea. Get the quarterback. Get the man.
Now more of The Rewind, right here on Sports Overnight America.
Alrighty, everybody. Welcome back in. Andy Dorf, NFL Rewind, Sports Overnight America. Get at me on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports. Follow me on Facebook at Dorf on Sports. Follow me on Instagram at Dorf on Sports. Actually, it's The Real Dorf on Sports on Instagram. All right, I'm going to dive into things. And first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to give you the playoff picture as we know it right here and now. And I'll tell you what, there were some shakeups. And there could be more. Who knows? We shall see if that does take place. So I want to give it to you. All right, the Green Bay Packers, it was a good day for them, right? Really good day for them. Why? Because they've clinched a playoff spot. They're first in the NFC. So that means that once again, they control their destiny. On the AFC side, big loss for the Pittsburgh Steelers against the Buffalo Bills, who will absolutely be in the postseason. And if you're not buying into them, remember I did tell you a long, long time ago that I thought the Buffalo Bills were a pretty good football team. So with that being said, nice win for them. Real nice win for them. And the Steelers are now in the number two spot. Saints in the number two spot. Chiefs, Packers, both have byes. Here's the big thing. Only one bye for a team. There's going to be a lot of other people playing games. So you want that bye week one in the postseason. All right, so right now, here's what happens. Rams, Washington, those are your 3-4 Those are your 3-4 seeds. So Packers, Saints, Rams, Washington, Seahawks, Buccaneers, and the Cardinals. If you remember last week, Vikings were in. Cardinals were out. So a little bit of a change there. I don't think things have changed yet in the AFC other than the fact that the Steelers now are in the 2 spot. Chiefs, Steelers, Bills in the 3 spot, Titans in the 4 spot, Browns in the 5 spot, but no buts, they're in the 5 spot. Colts in the 6 spot, and the Dolphins in the 7 spot. Okay, so look, things are going to be really, really fun to watch down the stretch. A couple teams will be jockeying for position. I do think that the Chiefs are going to have the best record in the AFC. I think that's pretty much a given. Packers, I don't know so much. Not positive. Not totally sold. I do see a path where they go 13-3, 12-4, and really bad if they go, obviously, 11-5. So I don't really see that happening. 12-4 at worst. All right, let me run through the scores real quickly. Texans go down to the Bears, 36-7. Bears, offensive explosion. Three TD day for my man Mitch Trubisky, who we're always wondering if the guy's any good or not. Well, he was pretty good. And David Montgomery, I said that this guy might have a big day. Turns out he did. 11 carries, 113 yards, a touchdown. And Allen Robinson. I mean, the dude is really good. I like him. I like his game a lot. 9 catches, 123 yards, 1 touchdown. Cowboys win over the Bengals. Good to see Andy Dalton get that one. Yeah, just good to see it. And the defense was really good today for them. And rightfully so. They're going up a bad Bengals team. 30-7 there. Chiefs 33-27. They outlast a Dolphin team that, I'll tell you what, if they do make the postseason, man, they're going to be fun to watch, aren't they? They're going to be a tough out. Not sure they're going to win a game. Not sure they're going to make the postseason. But if they do, they could have you saying upset potential. Cardinals get a big win over the Giants. They needed this one to stop the bleeding. I guess that's what I would call this one, a stop the bleeding like win for them. Cardinals 26, Giants 7. Bad news for the Giants. They were on a roll, man. And this is one of those games where you lost that momentum a little bit. No offense going. They looked ugly. Kyler Murray looked a little bit more like himself. I thought that was kind of cool to see. He was scrambling a little bit better. That's what I mean by that. Buccaneers 26-14 over the Minnesota Vikings. That one hurts the Vikings a lot. Obviously now on the outside looking in. Helps the Buccaneers. They're now in the postseason. They were in last week still. But again, now that – I guess that gives them a little breathing room. 8-5 and 3 games over 500. I don't know if I think they're a Super Bowl team, but you know what? Anything's possible, right? It's 2020. Anything is freaking possible, man. Broncos. Big game for the Broncos, man. I mean, you know, it was cool. Like, Drew Lock back, I'm sorry, for the Broncos. And, you know what? Making plays, looking sharp. And, look, it was one of those games where lots of points. Lots of points were scored. 32 from the Broncos, man. That's a nice game. Gotta like it. 4 touchdown day for Drew Lock. Big day for him. 32-27 final there for the Broncos. They get the W. I like that one. And you know what? Look out for the Broncos maybe in the near future. In the near future, they might be a team that look out. Titans 31-10. Good to see them get that one. Tannehill, Derrick Henry, A.J. Brown, all those guys doing what they do, which is have solid games. two TDs for Tannehill, two TDs for Henry, one touchdown for A.J. Brown, catches 112 yards to go with it. Colts 44-20 over the Raiders. And you know what, man? Raiders, you fool a lot of people, but you ain't fooling me anymore, okay? I've been telling you for a couple weeks, like I was on the fence about maybe they can turn the corner and become that team that we thought they might be able to be. And I said, you know what, after what I saw when they had that four turnover game, And you know what, it hit them once again. So lots of turnovers, lots of mistakes. Raiders, big win for the Colts. 44 points, that's another nice output for them. 44-27. Seahawks, 40-3. Jets are really, really bad, so I'm not surprised by this. And Russ, four touchdown day for him. Good to see him get back on track. Packers, 31-24. Aaron Rodgers, another sharp day for this guy. Dude's good, man. Like, in my mind, he's the front runner, but Patty coming on really, really solid, and Russ has a very nice bounce back game. Eagles, really cool to see Jalen Hurts get a victory in his first ever start as a NFLer. I love it. 24-21 over the Saints, who are obviously hurting without my man, Drew Brees, who I think if he comes back, they're going to be extremely tough to beat. Chargers come back to beat the Falcons 2017. Washington, that Washington team, 23-15 over the 49ers, and then the Bills, 26-15 over the Steelers. All right, I'm going to take a pause for the cause, come back, and continue to rap about the NFL. It's week 14 of the NFL Rewind right here on Sports Overnight in America. I'm Anthony, and I'll be right back.
This is Sports Overnight America.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-338-6906. 800-338-6906. That's 800-338-6906. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
We are the Debt Destroyer Network. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt, call now for free information that helps you destroy your debt. It's great advice. Plus, when you make this free call now, we have debt destroyer experts ready to help. They can show you how to destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help slash your debt. Call the Debt Destroyer now for free information. Call now.
877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. That's 877-360-0402.
They come back out with Leno split out wide to the right. Two receivers out there with him. Burton in motion from left to right. First and goal at the two. Trubisky in the shotgun. Turns, fakes the give. Trubisky will keep. Trubisky down to the one. Lowers the shoulder and into the end zone for the touchdown. Mitchell Trubisky fakes the give to Howard, then plunges in from 2 yards out, and the Bears take an early 6-0 lead.
Now more of the Rewind right here on Sports Overnight America.
All right, people, welcome back in. I would be Andy Dorf. It is the NFL Rewind right here on Sports Overnight America. Get at me. Let's talk at Dorf on Sports or at Dorf on Sports on Facebook or even the real Dorf on Sports on Instagram, and we can rap about the NFL and some of the great performances, some of the bad performances. And, you know, it's late in the season. And I always have a theme, or I try to have a theme, with each and every week. Early on, it's about fun and who's playing well and who's not playing well and who's up and who's down and some of the problems that you may or may not have on your ball club. As we get later in the season, though, people, we all know that it becomes pretenders, contenders, winners, losers, people that get it, people that don't get it, and some people that are lucky, and then some people that make a lot of mistakes. And if you make mistakes, you better hope that your team is good enough to bail you out of those mistakes. I watch the Arizona Cardinals a lot, obviously because I live in the Valley of the Sun. And this is my squad to a certain degree because they're in my backyard. We all know, great state of Wisconsin, born and raised, love the Green Bay Packers. Love my man Aaron Rodgers, who's having maybe the best season of his career, to be honest, which is fantastic. And the relationship that he has with LaFleur blossoming. Most people probably never thought that would happen. But back to the Cardinals. Get to the Packers probably in a little bit. Kyler Murray was more like Kyler Murray. That's the reason that they were able to get a much-needed win, put themselves back in the wild card picture for the NFC. And, you know, looking at their rest of their season, I do think the Cardinals have a very good opportunity to make the postseason now. This was the big one, in my opinion. Lose to the Giants, you're not getting in. That's what I honestly feel. Because you got to get three of the last five. Now two of the last four doesn't sound as daunting. So, yeah, I think I like where they're at. Three games left. 7-3. One game over 500. Eagles team that is beatable, a 49er team that is definitely beatable, and then a Rams team that may be resting teams or guys that could play by that week. Because I think the Rams will probably win the division. So Arizona still needs, in my opinion, they need to get two of three. That'll give them nine. Nine wins is probably going to be good enough to get it done in the NFC. Obviously because of the way that the NFC East is so bad, one team getting in there. To be honest with you, same thing with the NFC North, just going to be the Packers. Just going to be the same thing in the South. So you got three teams coming out of the NFC West, most likely. But I see mistakes all over the place. That's my point about the Cardinals. And, you know, just because you're playing the New York football Giants and you have the tenacity or the audacity, I should say, the audacity to do the things that you do early in games, not put points on the board because you're trying to make a statement, you're stubborn, you're arrogant. Sometimes it's going to bite you in the you know what, but you were playing the New York football Giants and it didn't. So good win for you guys, much needed. Big, big win. Kansas City Chiefs, okay, so this was fun to watch this game because it was like back and forth and the Dolphins really, really put it on in the fourth quarter. Like they just don't give up. That's why I think if they do get into the postseason, Dolphins are an extremely tough out. Like look out. If that team gets to the postseason, they're going to be a juggernaut. They really are. But the Chiefs just have so many weapons. It's absurd. It's ridiculous. Patty Mahomes, just another big day. So he and Rodgers right there. But I still give Rodgers a little edge. And I'm not being a homer. It's based on what I'm seeing. I'm watching both of them. Like Patty can do different things than Aaron. But Aaron is just so good. He really is, and Patty's just so good too, and the way he does it with the angles and the mobility. You can't pick your poison, okay? But I give a slight edge to my guy Aaron Rodgers with the Packers for MVP. All right, let's move on. Talk a little bit about the Chiefs, Dolphins. Dolphins tough out. Chiefs, now that they have the home field advantage, going to be very, very difficult to beat them. I see the clear path for them now to the Super Bowl as if we didn't already, right? It was only a matter of time. I'll get to the Steelers, but it was only a matter of time, in my opinion, and there's a reason for it. But, yeah, the Chiefs, they're legit. We all knew that. Dolphins might be legit if they can get in. All right, moving on. Buccaneers, big win for them. They needed it, obviously. And the Vikings had opportunities, and this is another one of those teams that they make too many mistakes, and they're not good enough to overcome their mistakes, especially when they're playing teams that are decent or good or very good. Weird, too, because the Vikings were supposed to be a better football team. So this is odd. This is strange. This is bizarre. And I'm telling you what, I don't believe in Tampa Tom and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I just don't believe in them. So they got a lot to prove to me yet. 8-5. Obviously, they can get to 11-5. You know, with the loss that the Saints had to a hungry, desperate Eagle team. They didn't get it done, man. They needed to. So now it's the Packers' opportunity to be able to have another opportunity as they could have the path through Green Bay for the second time this season. Because they've already beaten the Saints, if we forgot about that. Already beat the Saints. So same record. That's why the Packers hold the number one seed. Both teams are 10-3, but Packers have obviously beaten them. That's why they're the one seed. So, yeah, man, I think Tampa Tom and the Buccaneers they'll be a tough out, but I don't think they win the Super Bowl. And I don't think it's like the love fest that they were hoping for with the Super Bowl being there and this being one of those teams that you just through together and make it happen. I just don't see it. Things could change again. We got 3 weeks before the end of the season, so could be flip-floppy if I want, but I really don't think I will be. And the Vikings will be kicking themselves. That's all I know. They'll definitely be kicking themselves because I think that they thought they were better than this too. But Stefon Diggs not being there, definitely hurting them. Definitely hurting them. Wow. What can I say about the Titans? Don't need to talk about the Jaguars. The Titans are, I think, again, here's what I'm going to say. This is the theme. There's a few things that I've seen that were traveling this week. Most of them were running games and defense. Running games and defense. That's what I was seeing as far as what was winning for the most part. Obviously, you had your games like the Broncos and Panthers. But the games like with the teams that I think will be a squad to be reckoned with, they had those moments to me like where their defense shut it down and their running games really came through. All right, I hear the music. I know I got to take a break. I'm going to do that. Again, I'll be back and continue rapping about the NFL. It's week 14 of the NFL, people. Can't believe it's almost over. Like, wow, it's insane. Playoffs right around the corner. And by the way, this week coming up, the games that'll start on Saturday. All right, I got to take that pause for the cause. It's the NFL Rewind. I'm Andy Dorf hanging out with me here on Sports Overnight America.
This is Sports Overnight America.
Do you have valuable collectibles and worry what will happen if they're stolen? Wax Insurance is a mobile app that allows collectors to take care of all their insurance needs. Whether you collect watches, sports memorabilia, wine, fine art, you name it, Wax makes insuring what you care about incredibly easy. To get an immediate quote, download the Wax Insurance app and use promo code INSURE. Then take a picture of your item and provide some basic information. That's it. No extensive paperwork or need for third-party appraisals. Download the Wax Insurance app and use promo code INSURE. Sure today.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back.
800-410-4771. 800-410-4771. 800-410-4771. That's 800-410-4771.
Discover one of the most romantic and COVID-safe certified boutique inns or bed and breakfasts on the Northern California coast. The Elk Cove Inn is a one-of-a-kind Ocean View Mendocino Coast bed and breakfast with luxurious accommodations not far from Napa. The Elk Cove Inn is situated on the most breathtaking route of California's Highway 1. The Elk Cove Inn is a favorite for romantic getaways. When you visit the Elk Cove Inn, you're greeted with a gift basket with cookies and wine. Of course, champagne and a delicious complimentary breakfast are included. Book your stay at the Elk Cove Inn, as they have many specials now, by visiting elkcovein.com. Also check the reviews on TripAdvisor and what guests say, or call 800-275-2967. That's 800-275-2967 or elkcovein.com.
The number one gift in this stressful year, relaxation from HomeEdics, now at up to 30% off. Soothing stress for over 35 years, HomeEdics is the top home massage products brand with gifts for every aching muscle on your list. With select items up to 30% off and free shipping on orders over $50, holiday supplies won't last. Shop now at HOMEDICS.com. The perfectly relaxing, perfectly giftable gift is at HomeEdics.com and major retailers everywhere.
The heroes of the 60s, like the game itself, seem larger than life size.
All right, now I want you to listen to me, and listen good, because this is what we're going to do. We're going to run the ball, we're going to pass the ball, we're going right down this field, and we're going to score.
Rodgers leaning in on his left foot again in the shotgun. Snap comes in off to the right, pulls it in. Rodgers steps up, floats the pass short. Adams with a catch at the 9. Jukes a man at the 5. Adams down the left sideline, diving for the goal line. Touchdown, Packers! 12-yard score, Davante Adams in the open field. And Green Bay creeps even closer. Down just 4, 20-16 with 9:01 to go.
Now more of the Rewind right here on Sports Overnight America.
Welcome back in, my people of the night hours and early morning and maybe even the late hours of the night to you people, whatever, however you look at it, man, whatever floats your boat, as they say. Andy Dorf coming at you, NFL Rewind, week 14 here on the NFL Rewind in Sports Overnight America. Can't believe it, obviously, it's insane, but I'm glad you went to that highlight. Like, really feeling my vibe in some way, shape, and form. Because I was talking about Aaron Rodgers and said I'll get to the Packers in a little bit. And, yeah, man, that's where my head was at. And I'm thinking about this dude and how good he's playing, or how well he's playing, I should say. And Davante Adams is the other guy that's playing extremely well. And you've heard me talk about this week after week, people. Think he might be the best wide receiver in all of the NFL. And I know Kansas City fan will say, dude, what about our guy, Tyreek Hill? And that guy's amazing too. And he's fantastic with Patty Holmes and Patrick Mahomes. Look, the guy is fantastic, okay? Patrick Mahomes is great. But Aaron Rodgers, the things that he's doing, they're awesome. They really are. They're equal, if not better, in a lot of eyes. Because he's not doing it with as many great weapons. Although Tonyan, that guy, his stock just keeps rising. But yeah, what a combination, Rodgers and Adams, just fantastic. Mix in a little Aaron Jones. Mix in a little Lazard. Yeah, they got a lot of different ways to beat you too. But they got to learn how to put games away. Not going to give it all the, you know, kumbaya stuff. Can't do that either. Got to be real. I don't like the fact that the Lions hung around and you only beat them by 7. And if that last play where the Packers, you know, recovered the onside kick only because the guy was out of bounds, I believe, or maybe not within, or after 10 yards. Just kind of like, you wonder, like, they're the cardiac pack, and that's who they are, man. Make games close that they shouldn't. All right, got a lot of things to get in, so I want to do it. Eagles, man. I like the bold move. Like, Doug Peterson, brother, you, I question you a lot of weeks. I wonder what the heck's going on with Carson Wentz, and I wondered when the heck you were going to pull him for Jalen Hurts and give him an opportunity. Well, you finally did it. Kudos to you, brother. Kudos to you. You know why? You beat the New Orleans Saints, which you're only one of three teams to do that. So maybe the Eagles, in a weird way, aren't it quite as bad as their record, but doesn't mean you're any good, okay? And let's not forget Drew Brees is not playing. Taysom Hill is. Guy by the name of Taysom Hill. Who didn't have a terrible day, you know? I mean, the interception, that hurts. A couple touchdowns, but and they're throwing more with him now, so interesting to see how that's developing. But Jalen Hurts, brother, I love it, man. Kudos to you, dude. 106 yards on the ground, by the way. That's what he used to do. Here's what you do when you have a guy, you know how to use his skill set. That's what you do. You put him in positions to go out there and give himself and his team the best opportunity to win. So you give him the ball 18 times, you let him carry it and, you know, figure things out. And Sanders was really effective. The ground game was just killing New Orleans. So that's a little bit something that people can pick up on. Because I love New Orleans, and I thought that, wow, this is a beast that's we just don't want to unleash this beast. It's because when Drew Brees comes back, maybe they're going to be just unbelievable. Philly just absolutely ran through that defense like Swiss cheese, brother. So, yeah, that was crazy. Kudos to you, Jalen Hurts. Kudos to you, man. Everybody's always doubting you, and all you wind up doing is winning. So more power to you, man. And I'd be remiss if I didn't mention this. What a day from Hassan Reddick for the Arizona Cardinal defense. That dude was flying all over the freaking joint, making plays left and right. 5 sacks, I believe, on the day at least. A fumble, recovery. The guy was wreaking havoc. And here's the thing, man. Smartest guy in the room goes to Hassan Reddick. I'm sorry. Smartest guy in the room. You know why? Cardinals didn't give him that option, right? Didn't pay him. Didn't want to give him that option here. Well, you know what he's going to do? He's going to get paid, man. He's going to go wind up getting paid somewhere else, or the Cardinals. They better re-sign him, actually. Because you know what? He's proven worthy. So sometimes you light a fire under a guy's butt, and this is the result. They start performing. So kudos to you, brother. Good job. All right, back at it here. Just want to keep running through things. Colts, I really like them. I do. Again, defense and running game, that travels. Jonathan Taylor, big day for that dude. Like 159, 158, 2 touchdowns. Really, really stellar day. Stellar day. And the Colts defense all over the place. Again, defense and running game, that seems to be a winning formula. December, January, and if you can get so lucky to be playing in February in the Super Bowl. So yeah, I'm starting to think that the Colts knew what they were doing when they went out and got Phillip Rivers, because they said, hey, this guy could be the difference maker for us. And the difference is that they're winning a lot of games. They're winning meaningful football games, and the quarterback play is a lot steadier. You're not – Phillip Rivers can make mistakes, don't get me wrong, but it's not week in, week out. You know, he might have a week every 4 weeks, every 5 weeks where he's just bad. But 2 touchdowns, 244, that ground game giving you 214, you're getting over 450 yards of offense, man. Like that's solid. So yeah, Derek Carr's got to get better. The two interceptions lately, this guy's been really bad, and he had me fooled early, man. You had me fooled, bro. Had me fooled, because I was kind of like, wow, I'm impressed with the way that these guys are playing, and this and that and the other, and nah. Same old Raiders, same old Raiders. Kind of like same old Cardinals, but Cardinals might wind up having enough to get it done, which is cool. That would be cool. All right, keeping it moving. Washington, that team from Washington, man. Wow. They're now in first place. Alex Smith. Feel bad, you know, guy gets hurt. So hopefully he's okay. Really hope he's all right. But you know what? They find a way to get it done. Kudos to them, man. Kudos to them. Coaching job is pretty good there. Jack Del Rio, good job. Good job, man. Defense is really good. Go out there and play hard each and every week. Again, what's the theme? What's the theme? Defense and running games. In each of these that I keep pointing out to you, it's I'm a broken freaking record, man. I'm a broken record. All right, I want to talk Bills, want to talk Steelers here. Because I don't think that the Steelers have had any favors given to them with the scheduling. Really don't. And it started all because of what happened, obviously, with the Baltimore Ravens, who, by the way, will be playing Monday night against the Browns. That's statement game for both teams. But the Steelers, man, the scheduling for you, I feel bad. I truly do. You kind of got screwed, and I hope it doesn't affect you. Because you know what? If they would have had the bye week, I think it would have really, really helped them. A lot of games that they got to play down the stretch. It's just kind of tough and dangerous. So we'll see how all that plays out for them. And I think they're going to be a tough out. And don't get me wrong, but I wouldn't be shocked either if they wound up getting bounced right away. It just scheduling. I'm telling you, scheduling. All right, so let me kind of run it through you here. And the bad news is I don't get to do this now because I can't see the dates of when they happened. Obviously, I know what the date is today. It's the 13th, and they'll play their next game on the 21st. So they actually pick up a day. That'll help. But then you play down the stretch, Bengals, Colts, and Browns. Last two games of the year, those aren't any favors. I'm sorry, but you did not do the Steelers any favors down the stretch. And what can we say about Josh Allen? You know, just going out there and doing what he does, outplaying yet another really good longtime quarterback in this league in Ben Roethlisberger. Yeah, Josh Allen just continues to grow right before our very eyes. I really like this kid. I really, really like this kid. I think he's going to wind up being a very special player. Already very talented, as we all can see. But the sky is the limit. You know, sometimes you say that about people and, you know, you don't really mean it. You just got to say it because everybody else is saying it. The sky truly is the limit, if you ask me, for a guy like Josh Allen. Defense isn't quite as good as it's been, but the way that they played against the Steelers, maybe they're ready to start getting after it a little bit. So, yeah, I got to say it over and over and over and over again. Theme of week 14 in the NFL, baby, defense and running games. The two of those things to the Dorf man seem to travel very well. And when you know what is coming up, the playoff action, you better be ready to play good defense, have good ball control, and limit teams like the Kansas City Chiefs, who are so explosive because you want to minimize how many times they get the ball in their hands. All right, I got to take a break. Final time, I'll do that. It's the NFL Rewind. Andy Dorf, week 14 of the NFL Rewind right here on Sports Overnight America.
Sproul to the right of Foles. Three receivers to the far side of the field. Foles takes the snap. He rolls. He looks. He fires. And it is complete. It is complete. Touchdown, Golden Tate. And the Eagles regain the lead.
Now is a great time to replace your worn-out windows during the Renewal by Anderson 25-year savings event. Upgrade your home today. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free.
Plus, get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Call now. Get four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty included. Renewal by Andersen takes every CDC-recommended safety precaution to protect your family. For 25 years, people have trusted us for their window replacement needs, and you can too. Call now to learn about our buy four, get the fifth one free window replacement offer.
800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. That's 800-413-6992.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
Matthew.
Sorry.
It's okay. I just need you to listen to me.
I know that a lot of times, Mom, it might not seem like I'm listening to you, but I am. I hear you. And what you say really does matter to me.
I mean, let's be honest. No kid likes rules, but I get why we have them. I hear you, and I know it's because you care.
All the talks we've had over the years, including what you've told me about not using alcohol and other drugs, they stick with me. And believe it or not, they really do make a difference, especially at times that matter most.
Hey, want a drink?
No, thanks, I'm good. So thank you, Dad, for talking and preparing me for what's ahead.
Thanks, Mom, for never giving up and always being my biggest fan.
Thank you for letting me know what you expect, so I can try to meet your expectations.
Thank you for talking.
For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Now, more of The Rewind, right here on Sports Overnight America.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in. Final time with me, Andy Dorf, right here on the NFL Rewind, Sports Overnight America style NFL Rewind. Real quickly, going to run through the scores, give you the parting shot like I always do. Texans go down to the Bears, 36-7. Cowboys, 30-7 over the Bengals. Chiefs, 33-27, holding off a hungry Dolphin team. Cardinals 26-7 over the Giants. Big road win for the Cardinals, getting them back into the postseason. Vikings bounced out of the postseason 26-14 as the Buccaneers get a nice win for them. Broncos 32-27 over the Panthers. Titans 31-10 over the Jaguars. Colts, statement game for them, people. 44-27 final there. Jets go down to the Seahawks, still winless. Can't believe it, man. 40-3 final there, just absolutely crushing them. Packers 31-24 final there. Eagles 24-21 over the Saints. Thank you very much, Eagles. Chargers 20-17 over the Falcons. Washington, that team from Washington, on top of the division now, almost 500, 23-15. And the Bills 26-15 over the Steelers. All right. Obviously, follow me on Twitter at Dorf on Sports. Get at me on Facebook. It's Dorf on Sports there. Get at me on Instagram. It's the real Dorf on Sports there. Parting shot. What a great weekend of football. Just completely amazing. Love the way that people go out there and throw their bodies each and every week. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. And Green Bay Packers, the road goes through you now. Keep that. Keep it. All right, I got to go. Thanks, Scott. Love you, man. You're the best. I'm Andy Dorf. It's the NFL Rewind, and you've been hanging out with me here on Sports Overnight America.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.